Listening Library presents An Acceptable Time by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. She walked through an orchard, fallen apples red and cidery on the ground, crossed a stone wall, and wandered on into a small wood. The path was carpeted with leaves, red, orange, gold, giving off a rich, earthy smell. Polly scuffed along, pushing the toes of her running shoes through the lavish brightness. It was her first New England autumn, and she was exhilarated by the colors drifting from the trees, dappling her hair with reflected amber and bronze. The sun shone with a golden haze through a muted blue sky. Leaves whispered to the ground. The air was crisp, but not cold. She hummed with contentment. The trees were young, most no more than half a century old, with trunks still slender, completely unlike the great Spanish moss-hung water and live oaks she had left less than a week before. Apples from a wild seedling had dropped onto the path. She picked one up, russet and a bit misshapen. But the fruit was crisp and juicy, and she wandered on, eating and spitting out the seeds. Now the path led her toward a forest of much older trees, towering maples, spruce, and pine. Reaching above them all was an ancient oak, with large serrated leaves of a deep bronze color, many still clinging tenaciously to the branches. It was very different from the southern oaks she was used to, and she had not recognized it as one until she learned her mother and uncles had always called it.